It's Sunday morning. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. I'm Kate Doherty with co-host Keely Reger, and we're so excited to be back this Sunday.
I'm very excited to be here. I'm ready to go. We also have a special guest in the studio with us today. You want to tell us your name?
Ella.
Ella, do you know someone in this room?
Your mom.
So, Kate, this is really cool because Ella is here today, and you and I are going to be talking about the upcoming events that you are about to fly out to, and Ella gets to go with you. So you want to kind of fly into that?
Yeah. So Downcountry uses an organization called the National Down Syndrome Congress to vet all of our attendees to make sure that, you know, when you're a first-year scholarship recipient, we want to make sure that you're going to pay it forward, that you're going to engage in the manner that we feel. And about, oh, gosh, back in 2011, Tony and I ventured to San Antonio, Texas, to the National Down Syndrome Congress. Well, this is before Down Country was officially formed. It was in August of that year. And we went. And it was amazing. There were adults with Down syndrome that were conferencing on jobs and living and married and just that part of it was fantastic. It was very much from living here in the tri-states. It was a very different.
It was an eye opener.
It was an eye opener, and for us, it helped us see what might be possible for our son. And actually, as a result of that conference, that's why Downcountry got formed. We came home. That was August. We went to that, and Downcountry was incorporated September 14th of 2011. So that year, because we wanted to figure out a way that we could bring the information and the possibilities that we discovered at that conference to everyone here in the tri-states. And so we gathered a group of friends together and proceeded. This year, I believe, let's see, that would be it's the 7th, 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, this is the 7th convention we've been to. It's the 6th that iLearn recipients have been to. They've been to Washington, D.C., Indianapolis, Indiana, Denver, Colorado, Phoenix, Arizona, where you...
I went to Indianapolis.
You went to Indianapolis, then Phoenix, Arizona, and then Orlando, Florida.
Orlando last year, you bet.
Because they move the conference around each year. But this recipients have a choice. They can... The first year, it is required they go to this particular conference. So we have some that are first year, and then, or they can choose to return. So next week we head out, don't we, Ella? Where are we going?
To Florida and California.
Well, you're right. We're going to California for the conference, and she's got a sister going to college in Florida. But California is where the convention is this year. There will be several thousand people gathered in Sacramento, California, and we're excited and delighted. You've been. What were your takeaways from it?
Well, I'll tell you, the first one being in Indianapolis, it was fabulous. Not knowing what to expect coming in, I'd been to a lot of conferences, but this was awesome. You're right. You get to see a little bit of everything and the possibilities that are out there for individuals who normally... I would say we typically put a box around them, mm-hmm. and it just kind of breaks down all the walls, all the barriers, and allows us to see through their eyes what life should be. And I think that's really exciting. Last year we went, and I know you and I presented in Orlando, which was a lot of fun. And you are presenting again this year in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've presented multiple times. Those are not the only two, but, it's such an experience, and you get to interact with such amazing people from all over, all walks of life, amazing professionals, as well as just self-advocates and family members and friends. And the energy is so positive that you can't help but just get excited when you're there. And so I think that's, for me, was my takeaway is I just loved the vibe. I loved meeting people.
Well, and the conference has three focuses. It has the focus is on Down syndrome, autism, technology. education, medical. So there's a lot that you can really learn there. DSMIG, which is the Down Syndrome Medical Interest Group, actually meets at the same time as the convention is going on. So the ability to access worldwide experts on healthcare-related issues is really fantastic. And this year, I know they're starting an educational centers for excellence in which they're going to unveil some modules that hopefully local area schools will be able to access and utilize to kind of help unlock some of the possibilities. But there's a family conference, you know, kind of a general conference. Mm-hmm. And then you have the self-advocate conference. And then you have a kids camp. And then you have a brothers and sisters camp. You also have a whole adult siblings track of workshops for people and individuals who are adult siblings, because again, we have this really cool aging population of adults that are living and working independently and getting married. And you know, aging brings its whole a whole nother range of interesting issues into the forefront. So we're really excited. We've got a little bit over 30 people from Downcountry that'll be in Sacramento next week. So that's kind of exciting.
That's a good group. That's a good number.
Yeah, I think so. And interestingly enough, you know, not everybody is a Downcountry Island recipient. Some people just decide to go along so that they can learn. And, you know, the scholarships will be opening up September 14th of this year.
And how would people go about applying for those scholarships?
Well, the scholarships, you can go to Downcountry's website, upatdowncountry.com. Again, that's upatdowncountry.com. You can click on, I believe it's the iLearn application tab, and there's an application. It's a 5-question application. The questions are there's no right or wrong answer. You need to state your opinion. All names are removed from the applications, and the Board of Downcountry rates each question according to their perception 0 to 10 on how they perceive the application answer. And we take then, I believe this year, I know we're going to award 5 scholarships, traditional iLearn, but we have a new 5-year plan that is coming out. So I don't know if there will be 6 or if there will be 5 traditional scholarships we'll be talking about.
It's exciting. We got a lot of new things coming up.
Yeah, we do. And actually, probably when we come back, we probably ought to talk about that 5-year plan. But also, I want to talk about some of the amazing people we've met along the way. I mean, there have been so many people that have come into our lives that have helped increase the possibilities for our adults and kids, and shown us a path. Carrie Bergeron and Christine Maxwell are presenting this year a conference called Lordy, Lordy, We're 40. And I met Christine and Carrie at my very first conference. And we're all of the same vintage. And it's so fun to be with these ladies and to hear what they have to say and to have them give me tips and tricks for what to do with my son. So that's fun. I mean, and to talk to their parents. I mean, it's just a really fantastic experience. So we're really looking forward to it. All right. But you know what? We're heading already to the end of the first break. Ella, can you say hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything, please?
Hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything.
Yeah, because the reason we head out to these national conferences is because we want to make life just a little bit better for kids and adults right here in the tri-state area. We'll be back in a bit. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down Country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. up@downcountry.com, up@downcountry.com, or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter, #EveryChild.
When severe weather threatens, you want to stay ahead of the storm. Turn to WGEM Chief Meteorologist Mike Cole.
This is for northwestern sections of Lee County, Iowa. Take shelter right now.
Proved by the American Meteorological Society. Leading a team of meteorologists, tracking storms with the most advanced technology. And the WGEM News Team, nationally recognized for excellence in storm coverage. It's the team you can trust. WGEM Storm Track Weather.
Welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty, joined with co-host Keely Reger, and we have little Ms. Ella with us today as our guest speaker who's getting ready to go to Sacramento, California, right? Okay, so what's your favorite part about the convention?
That I get to spend time with my family.
Oh, good answer. I like that. That's good.
And I will say, this conference is so family-oriented. Just so impressed with the things that they offer. And there's something for everyone.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's one of the best parts about the conference. If you're a teacher, there's an educator conference. If you're a doctor, there's the Down Syndrome Medical Interest Group. If you're a brother or sister, there's adult sibling. And, you know, there's kids camp. And there's
everyone.
Brothers
Everybody.
And sisters. If you're a self-advocate, you know, you have the self-advocate conference. I think we've been talking we're going to talk the next couple weeks about relationships and building those relationships and team approaches. And I think that when you get parent, teachers, doctors, therapists, when you get everybody working together, you can really troubleshoot and come up with some amazing solutions. And that really was the goal, you know, initially with Down Country was that we have three state lines that I think a lot of people don't think about in the constructs of the typical day. You know, you cross the river and you just cross the river. You're going from Missouri to Illinois or
Iowa, sure.
And you don't really think about that. However, for teachers and people with county agencies that river and those three state lines can really create a barrier to quality sharing of information. And so kind of trying to be a way to get good information in and to share it right here in the tri-states, which is the pay it forward element that you're going to have Jeff Sanger here in 2 weeks on the show, and he's going to be talking about coming back from the International Society of Technology Education. And his Pay It Forward, he's presented at the Quincy Conference. He's put on workshops here in the tri-state area. But every recipient of a Down Country I Learned scholarship has to supply a Pay It Forward, meaning they have to share that information that they learned at the national or international conference right here in the tri-state area. And they can tailor that. Not all of them present. Some, like the Henry family, some contact John Wood Community College. We had them on a few years ago and say, hey, what about doing a College for Life program, you know, or something similar right here? And so I think the pay it forward aspect for me is the favorite part of the I Learn scholarships, to see what they come up with.
It's that open thinking. Ability to create something that you are passionate about, that you see would be beneficial for this community, not just what we tell you might work.
Yeah. Well,
more than one path.
Yeah. You know, and when I'm looking at the, initially the concept of Down Country was to supply 45 scholarships at the end of 5 years, and those scholarships go for 5 years. And we've done that. But what we didn't think about was the incidental impact on the lives and what those pay it forwards mean, because those 45 scholarships ended up translating into a little bit over 470 lives that have been in some facet or manner attending these national or international conferences. And the pay it forwards, while we can only document the 45, are amazing from the stories that you begin to get back. And I think if you talk about, or one of the things that surprises me, you know, people there's a book called The Love Languages, and you mm-hmm. have acts of service, physical touch, oh my goodness, words of affirmation. And so it's so interesting because some of our iLearns come back and they present a workshop. Some of our iLearns come back and they begin to volunteer or to share what they've learned or to supply a therapy technique at no charge. Or I know one of our iLearns did some estate planning, you know, at no charge. And then for others, it's they really uniquely tailor it. And those pay it forwards do have to be approved by the Board of Downcountry. So that becomes, you know, that it's not just like, hey, I did something and, you know, it's something I'd normally do within the constructs of my job. It has to be something unique.
But what I think is really stands out to me is the conversations that are started, just like you and I talk about. That's why we're doing this. We started mm-hmm. a conversation so long ago, and you're talking about the impact that not only just the recipients are receiving, but also those that are going with them. They're bringing back this information. And while their friends or family members are not presenting pay it forwards, they're starting conversations with people out in their everyday lives. Mm-hmm. And these conversations are then able to morph into something that you and I talk about as more of a cultural shift. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what, for me, this whole thing is about, is because I want to help people open their minds to the possibilities and not be set in the mindset that it's this way. Mm-hmm. No, there's too many things to tap into. There's too many mm-hmm. resources, and everyone should be able to live the life that they want to live. It is mm-hmm. a choice, and they need to have that choice and have a voice. And so I think that's, for me, you talked about that impact and the number of people that have been impacted through the scholarships, but I say the number of people that have been impacted in our community as they come back and bring this information.
Well, you know, and I think you're right. One of our recipients, their husband, was when we were in Denver. He said, you know, my wife has taught for 20 plus years. And he said, it wasn't until I got here that I really began to get it. And he joined her, you know, he at his own cost, he chose to join her. And he said, I get here and I get it. He said, this is about our community. This is about making our community better.
Yes.
He said, for years, I just thought, she's a teacher. It's that school thing. And he goes, it really isn't in isolation. The school is part right. of our community. This is about, you know, my business. And he's a business owner. He's like, this is about my business. Mm-hmm. It's all intertwined. It's all interconnected. It's not in isolation.
I think we compartmentalize so many things in our lives instead of just breaking down those walls and realizing that we are all interconnected and mm-hmm. everything that we do affects someone else in a different way. And so I love what you just said about this gentleman, because I think that really shows people how your mind is opened up to new ways of thinking if we will allow it. And mm-hmm. Just trying new things and going new places and hearing people speak about things.
You know, and from a parent perspective, one of the things that I love that they really strongly advocate for at the conference is, you know, we've got to do away with that bubble mentality of, you know, I understand you want to protect your daughter. You know, I understand I want to protect my daughter, my son. You know, yes, of course, we all want to protect our children. But the reality is we really cannot. We are not doing our kids a service if we fight all their battles for them and we don't allow them to fail or to fall down or to. One of the things Nancy Gianni, the founder of Gigi's Playhouse, talks about and presents about is setting her children up for failure. You know, in a safe environment, setting it up so that they can learn from those mistakes, because we do learn from mistakes. One day she took Gigi to a playhouse. Gigi had been acting up whenever she'd go to a playhouse and running next door into an ice cream shop. And so one day when she had some time, she drove her to the playhouse. And it, you know, was a day that she didn't have anything to do. And Gigi ran and you instantly got in the car and you didn't get to go back to the playhouse. You know, it was a done deal. You screwed up. I was in a situation where I could provide the consequence. And I think it's important. We need to let children have natural consequences.
Absolutely. We are preparing our children, not, you know, in that form versus constantly protecting them. Because when we constantly protect and make sure that they never fall down, mm-hmm. Really we're enabling a different sort of action to happen. Mm-hmm. And so we want to see forward progress. We want to see them grow into capable, independent adults. And that's what we're trying to do, I think. And so I think that's very important. You and I had this conversation yesterday, protection versus preparing. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard line. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a mom. I get it. Mm-hmm. So making that choice to let that natural consequence happen where, you know, it might not be so pleasant for your child. Sometimes it has to happen.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Without a doubt. All right. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We've been all over the roadmap this morning as I'm getting ready to go to the National Down Syndrome Congress, and Keely's been following me, and guiding my dose of madness this morning, but we're having a great time doing it, and we're excited with what we'll bring back. For right now, this is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything.
Goodbye.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
When severe weather threatens, you want to stay ahead of the storm. Turn to WGEM Chief Meteorologist Mike Cole.
This is for northwestern sections of Lee County, Iowa. Take shelter right now.
Approved by the American Meteorological Society. Leading a team of meteorologists, tracking storms with the most advanced technology. And the WGEM News Team, nationally recognized for excellence in storm coverage. It's the team you can trust. WGEM Storm Track Weather.
All right, welcome back. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. And we have been talking about the National Down Syndrome Congress, which we're going to. It's going to be July 20th through 23rd this year.
It's coming up.
Yeah, it's exciting. We've got a bunch of people attending that. And we're also going to talk about the next five-year plan, because Down Country was founded in 2011. And we had a five-year plan, which was first year five scholarships. Following that, it was 10 scholarships a year. And so for a total of 45. This past year we called it our year in review because it was our year six. And so we didn't award any scholarships because we wanted to look back and see what we'd done well and what we could do better. And one of the things that we really felt worked really well is the I Learn scholarships with
Absolutely.
The pay it forward aspects. And so we wanted to keep those, but we also knew that we needed a way to better respond to what we were hearing from the I Learns and from our area schools and from our area clinics. And so this past year on World Down Syndrome Day, March 21st, we awarded three Every Child scholarships, which will go, they went to three area schools, and that award will go for 5 years. So one of the things we wanted to do was continue that. So from now on, every year we're still going to award our 10 scholarships at $2,000 maximum and a 5-year commitment. So that means you will have that scholarship for 5 years. However, what we did on those 10, five are going to be the traditional iLearn model. Parent, teacher, therapist, community member.
Self-advocate.
Self-advocate. Anybody, if you live within the radius of the tri-state area, the WGM listening area, you can apply for the scholarship. You are in area, and please feel free to apply. Applications online at Up at Down Country. However, the other five scholarships, we decided to create, essentially, Show You Love scholarships. And this year, that those other five will be comprised of 3 Every Child scholarships, 1 Missouri Assistive Technology scholarship, and 1 Show You Love scholarship, which you'll have to find out at Rhinestones and Rodeo January 13th what that scholarship's going to be. But the idea is that it's still going to grow the way that the traditional model of downcountry has followed. But one of the things we wanted to do was each year to look at those other 5 scholarships and decide, do those scholarships need to be awarded to a therapist? Do they need to be awarded to a school? Do they need to be, how can we best use that based on what we're hearing from our right here in the local area in the tri-state? So I'm excited about this new 5-year plan, Keely.
I think it'll
be good.
Kate, I think what's really cool is the new 5-year plan allows us to reach the community, still giving scholarships out to professionals that apply, but also have the ability to be creative with what we do with the other scholarships. We're reaching our community in a little bit different way, but also in a broader sense, I feel like. I feel mm-hmm. like we're able to reach more people. And sure. And that's what it's all about, is creating a resource here within our community that is able to educate and help others understand what we're all about and what the possibilities are out there, get the resources in their hot little hands that they need. Because, you know, we have upcoming individuals coming on the show that are going to talk about how some of the resources here in our community are pretty slim, because mm-hmm. or maybe we just don't know they're there. Mm-hmm. And so I think the biggest thing is, you know, someone out there listening may say, I need XYZ. Well, how do I get that? Or mm-hmm. who do I talk to? And I think that's what this is all about, is reaching our community and getting the information to them.
Well, you know, and one of the goals with Downcountry was to create an expert base here.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that was the goal, as to how do we help facilitate bringing that information and that passion. Because older I get, I discover that life's more about philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the belief system, the philosophy, then anything's possible. We just don't always have necessarily the tools. But I think that those things are fascinating. And right now we have people at the Autism Society of America. We have recipients at the Learner conference in Hawaii. We have a young lady out in Vegas at the Differentiated Instruction and Education Conference, the national. We have a recipient at ASHA Connect. I mean, the amount of knowledge that's coming in and through these national conferences is really, quite frankly, it's overwhelming. But I'm excited about the 5-year plan, and I'm really excited about Sacramento, California, and learning so much.
Well, what I think is cool is it's national and international. So mm-hmm. we are getting outside of our small community and bringing things that maybe we don't have or have not heard. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the exciting piece.
Yeah, well, and I can't stress enough, like, from an educator perspective, I love it, just because there's so much information. It's 16 and a half hours of continuing ed. That's fantastic. From a parent perspective, what I love is that ability, because I'm not a therapist, but that ability to be able to get really amazing outside of the box therapy ideas and techniques and education ideas and technology ideas, and you know, just learn what may or may not be done. What about you, Ella? Ella's tapping me. She wants to say something. Yes?
I love you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love you too. So I think that's pretty fantastic. So anyway, this is, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe it. We are ending another week of this crazy hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything.
Go out and start a conversation this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk
about it. Have a great, blessed Sunday.